Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. LIRR workers are back at the table today with the MTA to try to come to a deal with that strike looming just 3 days away.
There are some developments this morning. Newsday is reporting that the MTA is backing off work rule concessions and had been insisting during these negotiations. And that's a pretty big deal. General Lieber has repeatedly been saying,
this would be crazy for these unions to go on strike and hurt their workers.
But the unions don't appreciate those comments, according to Gil Lang, the chairman of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. He talks about the MTA's offer of a 3% raise with a lump sum payment mixed in.
We all know that lump sum payments are one-time payments. We're not looking for one-time payments. Inflation just doesn't happen one time. We're looking for an increase to our general wage.
The MTA has said the union's 5% wage demand would mean a fare hike. We'll keep you updated on these talks. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Police are still searching for the man who allegedly pulled out a gun and threatened a fellow passenger on a subway train in Brooklyn. This happened back on April 26th, the Sunday night, on a southbound Q train. Cops say just before 11:30 p.m., the suspect got into some kind of verbal dispute with a 20-year-old man on the train, and that he then pulled out a gun and pointed it at the 20-year-old and chased him off the train at the J Street station. The suspect then stayed on the train and rode it to DeKalb Avenue, where he fled on foot. No one was hurt in the incident. Police are asking anyone, though, with any information to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Just in time for the World Cup, Mayor Mamdani has announced a new dedicated bus lane is coming to Queens along Broadway to help improve those commutes for LaGuardia Airport.
There's a new center eastbound bus lane that will be running on the Q70 line. Eric Beaton, the DOT's Deputy Commissioner of Transportation, Planning and Management, says it will be up and running by June.
This bus is already one of the best ways to get to LaGuardia Airport. And with all the visitors coming to New York, we think it's going to be even busier and even more deserving of a faster, more reliable trip.
On a normal day, this bus route serves about 10,000 New Yorkers a day, and in the coming weeks, it's expected to serve much more.
The busway is going to be in the center of the road. It will get people right to the subway. You know, we'll monitor and we'll keep working with the community. We think it's really going to have lasting value as well.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's been no secret that many of the power brokers and the donor class in New York City are no fans of Mayor Mamdani. Since his win, many of them have reportedly been pondering how to work against his agenda and how to stabilize him. And apparently, some of those folks are now joining forces. An organization called NYC Common Sense has just been formed to work against Mamdani as part of an organized formal campaign. The group, which is registered as a nonprofit, has already raised over $1 million, according to the New York Times. The group is being chaired by Jim Walden, who ran unsuccessfully for mayor as an independent last year. Walden was hired by Phil Singer, chief executive of Marathon Strategies. That's a firm that worked on a $30 million super PAC that supported Andrew Cuomo in the mayor's race. The group plans to run digital ads highlighting what it says are Mamdani's missteps and most troubling agendas. And they say they will file lawsuits against his administration accordingly.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.